So, middle of Hilcha Shabbos in Simri Shemach Gimel, again, which is regarding who does the lighting and when you have a cloudy day and it gets confusing, on page 72, Sif Hey, Mamavam Maves. Kishi Yadlik, when you light the Shabbos candles, you baruch, make the bracha, bracha to Hashem, the king, Malcha Ilam, Ashek, the Shonav, and Slays of Zibonu, the Hadlik Nitra Shabbos, to light the candles of Shabbos. Candle, singular. Echad Ish, Echad Isha, whether it's man or a woman. To light the candle of Yom Tov, when it's Yom Kippurim, and it's not a Shabbos, some say that you don't make a bracha. Come on, some say you make the bracha before you light, as you usually do. Some say no. Says the Mordechai at the end of Mitzvah, make the bracha after you light. Now we know generally it has to be before you do it. Just the woman should not have pleasure from the candles until after the bracha. So that you put your hand in front of the candle after the lighting, so that you don't see it. And then you make the bracha. Then they remove the hand. And that's called like before the doing. The minig says the maril. Says when you light the Shabbos candles. Yes, some say kishesh chuba b'erev Shabbos. If there's a chuppah, a chasna on Erev Shabbos, ma'achun ba adakash kezachama, and then it's getting delayed until after sunset, and she doesn't want to make Kabbalah Shabbos before the chuppah. Why? Pentas Torah, last days of Dabas, some Shabbos, makeup, whatever. She might have to do something that's forbidden on Shabbos. I came there for talika nebel lebrocha kem chuppah. Let her light the candles without the bracha before the chuppah. Then afterwards, when it's already night, tifres yidela neiris, she does with the magic waving of the hands, over the candles, or Sivarchash makes the bracha. Or if it's still by twilight after the chuppah, she's going to tell a non-Jew to light the Shabbos candles. They did not make a gzera unless you're a bonon of Ben Hashmash for purpose. Like we saw in Reish Shemachal, and she'll make the bracha. Now, the Achreinim wonder on this. It's not applicable for the first option to make a bracha on something that was already lit. Before the chuppah, now afterwards she's making a bracha. But for the atu is man isad ladik. Especially now, the chuppah is over, let's say it's already dark, it's already time that you're not allowed even light. How can you make the bracha now? Who commanded us to light? And on the other option, the time of the Yehudi ladik, to tell the non-Jew to light, is also difficult. You can't have a non-Jew do an agency. So she's not even lighting. How is she going to make the bracha? It's not considered like you, as if you lit. And even if a Jew tells another Jew to light, the one who told to light, it doesn't make the bracha. Rakamad, like the one who's lighting. The woman should not make a bracha when the non-Jew is lighting. So the Chachamim come out a different idea for this. I knew that is like this. Later on, a woman could make a bracha, make a condition. At least when it's in time of a necessity, she's not mekabel Shabbos. She's not being mekabel Shabbos when she's lighting. Same thing in our situation. There's a need, but she should light and make the bracha. Before she goes to chuppah, v'sas to make a condition, and that's the best option. So too, a classic case regarding a woman chollel tefillas by every Shabbos. If she's going to a mikvah on Friday night, she's supposed to do. Malachis for going to the mikvah. She should light, make a bracha before she goes to the mikvah. She make a stipulation. She didn't make a Shabbos until after she bathed and does the combing and all these other things that are going to be malachis. Shart Tzinus Lamanav says even though the Eli Rabba is begangim over there a little bit, maybe that's included in Lo Yaktim. However, according to what the Peskim Amaskim that those who have the minhag to make a Shabbos 2 hours before Tzitzik Chavim. They do very well, and that's the people who are meritz in the Simon Sib contest, so there's no concern. Says Mishru Sib Kanchav Beis, and you make the bracha, lahalik ner. Now, I feel like Kishmadi Kamaneris, we light 10 candles, whatever. Better to say in the singular ner, not neirois, because the primary obligation is one candle, therefore it's lahalik ner. Sib Kanchav, Gimel Gamba Yamta Bechulos, and Yamta be make a bracha, and Sokh Labrach is man al blocka. You don't have to make a bracha of Shechayanu when you're lighting. Even Makash not go in the place where the custom is, which that is the custom. You don't protest if that's what they do. And you make the bracha lahalik neir shel yomtiv. Now vimchol yomtiv b'shabbos, if it's Shabbos yomtiv, I'm shel Shabbos v'shel yomtiv. That's nitzach a bracha. Simcha mechavei. In Kippurim, some says in mechaber, you don't make a bracha, and he says, finally come on tzimtur for yishud. Maybe shel mechaber, that's a place kick. Place like a matzach lebarach. He brings up the opinion of the one who rules that you have to make a bracha. It's really he holds. The gam in Kippurim. Even though there's no eating and drinking, there is a halacha of having peace in the house and never to make a bracha. Some say that you make the bracha koin madlaka before the lighting. It's like all of them. Make the bracha before you do it. And some say no achar adlaka after the lighting. He holds im tavarach. We're going to make a bracha. The kili kibul Shabbos afesh as if she explicitly accepted Shabbos with the bracha. Shabbos ulad, like there's not a light anymore. And therefore, that's why you have to do the bracha afterwards. Now, if that's the case, but yom tiv lo yishayach zeh, it's not applicable because you're allowed a light on yom tiv. According to everyone, you should first make a bracha and then light. But that's the makir vam. That we don't differentiate. That we always do it the way we do it. Like we said before, that no yom tiv is going to be different. That you can make the bracha first and then do the lighting.
When a person lights, he makes the bracha. Now, if someone's not sure if he made the bracha or not, he does not need to make a bracha because suffik brachas lahakol. Additionally, that sarchan noktav asu, we assume the person did what they usually do, which they made the bracha. Now, if she knows for sure she did not make the bracha, it's not another yam, but that you could be lenient to make the bracha as long as it's a time that's permitted to light. And Magid Avraham said, "Kun yaralf." He realized with the Eben and Marash that if it's a time of iser, that on the Marash, but if it's a time of iser, then he disagrees on the Marash. Which the Dersha 38 brings that. Even though the Mishnah Berurah writes that the Chayim wonder how is it possible to make the bracha lahalika on a candle that's already lit, you see, but the Yevid, he is samach to be lenient. And the reason is written in Shubhaz Devi Makil that even though the Ikka bracha was instituted on the halakha itself, however, the reason for the mitzvah is that the house should not be dark. And that mitzvah of the halakha continues as long as the light is, kozman shanei doleg, as long as the candle is lit. And therefore, but the Yevid, it's possible to make a bracha even after the halakha itself. And the Ramaz Chavayim come in Simtav Yeshud, the Mechaber said to look over there, regarding this question of some say not to make a bracha on Yom Kippurim, that's not on Shabbos, said look Mishbura on Siv Katan Chav He, which he says that the Mechaber brings over their opinion, says you do need to make a bracha. And additionally, what you could say is, what the Mechaber means to say is to illustrate the reasoning on what that he holds, that you don't make a bracha, because later in Simtav Yeshud, in Siv Av, the Mechaber writes that a place that the minig is to light, you light by Yom Kippur, and minig is not to light, you don't light. So therefore, even though according to our minig that we light, even though you don't make, even so you don't make a bracha, because you're not going to make a bracha on the minig, and that's the reason that's brought in the Bir Agra. The Maschal Achad Laka, that some say that you make the bracha after the lighting, says, Likmash Brasivkat and Chab Zayin, where we say the reason is because if she make a bracha, it's like as if you already made a Kabbal Shabbos, then you can't light anymore. And a woman that made a stipulation is not Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting, or a man, that we know that, as we say later on, that he does not have to stipulate. It's something like that even so, they should still light, put their hands over, and then make the bracha because of Leipluk, like in Magid Avraham. But from the words of Gun Rabbi Kivege in his Chedushim, the Rabbi Chayod, it's Muchach, that no, here, for sure, you would make a bracha, and then you go ahead and light. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu 28, Mishmur says specifically, it's time it's to light now. How could you say it's fun to lahadlik? So here, Rishon Zalman proves that you don't make a bracha on removing a covering that's covering over the light. If that would be the case, then a woman could technically be able to make a bracha even at a time that's forbidden to light. You have to actually do a ma'isad look and not uncovering a light. Dish number 29. So the Mishmur says, also, no shlichus lein yehudi. How could she make a bracha as if she's lighting? So to a child, a minor, the pitul b'yashiv is that he cannot be a shlif to light the Nesha Shabbos because he cannot be mitzvah gadol with his ma'isa mitzvah. Dish number 30, the Derech Chaim was also quoted that the mitzvah does not make the bracha, only the madlik. Now, if the mishaleich is not standing in the place of the hadlaka and he hears the bracha, pinul b'yashiv is that just like before b'nei Chanukah, that the shaleich cannot light and make the bracha for the mishaleich only if the mishaleich is standing in the makom hadlaka, as we see later on in Simtav Rish Ayin Hei Sev Kontes. Same thing as b'nei Shabbos, he adds on that if the mishaleich is not in the house at the time of the lighting, the shaleich should light the nei Shabbos in his own house, meaning of the shaleich with a bracha. Have in mind to exempt with his bracha also the hadlaka of the house of the mishaleich, and then he should go to the house of the mishaleich, light up with the neiris, and then the bracha will work for both hadlakas. Another problem of Shalom Mizaman is not sure that if the hadlaka of nei Shabbos is like nei Chanukah regarding this, or that the shleich can make a bracha even when the mishleich is not over there. And look at what's written in Chuvizek's Maisha, that the mishleich does not write that the mishleich has to stand in the place of hadlaka only by a man that's lighting for a woman. That she has to be yitzah the chiyuv of the bracha from Shemei Ka'ina. But a man that's lighting for another man, the Mishlech does not have to hear the bracha from the Shlech because he's yitz from the halacha of Arvis, which one Jew could do the mitzvah of another Jew. Dish number 32, regarding Yom Tiv Sheni of Rosh Hashanah, that is a safek if it's Yom, if it's own independent Yom Tiv, and you have to make a shachiyanu. So the Mishnah writes in Simitav Reish, I get to have a pasha that the minhag is that the women make shachiyanu to term that locker because of the safek, the woman should wear a new garment or put a prichadish over there. Shemizik Ismaisha writes that even the Shilas Yabit says, Mefakri in the minhag that the women make shachiyanu to term that locker, brings in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah the minhag that the women make it at the term that locker. Now regarding the Baracha Shachiyanu by Hadlok is Nerazir Mikipurim, the Sharatin brings in Tafresh Yutes, the minhag that the women that they make shachiyanu, the Kit Shachanarach, brought that the halacha of Yom Kippurim is like the halachas of other Yom Tov. Kavachaim writes that yeah, Yom Kippurim the women can make the shachiyanu according to all opinions because anyways this bracha is not going to be made on the kleis because there's no drinking on Yom Kippurim. The meaning of women, but look is nearest on Yom Tov currently. So Trubis Peri Yitzchok writes in the Orcha Shulchan is to make a shachiyanu b'hadlokas neiris, and that's what's written Shabbos Yerushalayim Moshe, that was the minig for hundreds of years, and that's the minig today. That's the stipler ruled for to the women of his mishpacha to make a bracha, and only when he lived by himself after he was widowed, he would not make because he was going to make shachiyanu by kiddush, as the matter prime is machalik between the man and the woman. The rest regarding a man that he should make kiddush right after the hadlaka. On the other hand, the Brisker Rav instructed that the woman should not make shachiyanu because this bracha was not like a tilt to say on wine, and befrat if she's lying there when it's still daytime, she should not make the bracha because this bracha is not exempting the mitzvah yom because you cannot mekayim them in the time of the Tzeis Yom Tov, only Yom Tov itself. Dish number 34. Someone from Chutz Laaretz that is eating on the table of someone from Eretz Yisrael on the Yom Tov Sheni of Golias that falls out on Shabbos. The Baal Bais is not having in mind to light the Ner only to be Yitzhak the Chiv of Ner Shal Shabbos. Someone's not sure if the guest has to light an additional Ner because of the fact that it's Yom Tov. Dish 36. Those who have the custom to make the bracha after that laka, and she made a mistake, she made the bracha before that laka. Pinchas Mezaman is that it's permitted for her to light the number of neiris that she usually hits every single Shabbos, because obviously she was not makabel Shabbos without bracha, and should not have in mind to makabel Shabbos until she finished the whole halakha that she usually does. However, if she makes a mistake and makes a bracha in the middle of the lighting, he's inclined that she cannot continue lighting anymore. Dish 37. Now, this is all regarding, we said on Yom Tiv, that according to everyone, seemingly you should make the bracha and then light. This is all regarding the lighting of the neir. However, regarding lighting the electric lights, Pidul B'Yashav is that she should light it before she makes a bracha. Because you make a bracha beforehand, then she cannot light anymore because you're in Mekabel Yom Tov, and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to light Eish, you only let her pass an existing light.